I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk about what's happening at College Park. And yes, it's a big weekend for the football teams. On the Window Nation guest hotline, he's the AD. He's Jim Smith. Jim, first of all, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm going to make it all about me. If you don't mind, Jim Smith, I'm going to announce to you and everyone listening, I put my money where my mouth is and joined the One Maryland Collective. I'm not going to tell you how generous or cheap I was, but I put my money where my mouth is.
Every dollar matters, Bob.
I think that's all I gave, by the way. But anyway.
Hey, what about you, Vinny? Where are you?
Where am I?
On One Maryland. Come on. We need you.
I've got college tuitions that I'm paying for right now at other schools.
Come on now. You can help the local flagship school out a little bit.
All right, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll negotiate. Now the M Club, Ronaldo Nehemiah Skeets, one of the great hurdlers in the history of that sport, went on to the NFL, got a Super Bowl ring, as a matter of fact, with the 49ers. Talk about Skeets, Jim, and what he now means to his alma mater here.
Hey, it's a great get for us to have a world class track athlete, football player back in the fold, leading our M Club. So just thrilled to have him. You know, we've talked about building a championship culture here at Maryland, and you can't find a better representative of a championship culture than Ronaldo. So it's great to have him part of the team.
All right, Jim, now let's get to the task at hand. It's Saturday, 3:30 against Washington. And before we get into the X's and O's of the actual matchup, just what's the buzz going on? No, I'm not talking about old Buzz Williams there, and we always can. But around campus, I saw some estimates, 45,000 plus for this game. Maryland trying to get to 5-0. First time they play Washington since Bobby Ross and Boomer Esiason were there, and that was in a bowl game. What's the energy level down in College Park looking ahead to 48 hours here?
Oh, I mean, everybody is fired up. You know, when I say everybody on campus is excited for this game. And I think, you know, I hope everybody in the state of Maryland, it's a big game for us. Mm. We're going to have a huge crowd. You know, we're tracking towards a sellout, which would be fantastic. You know, I know you pumped Walt Williams link last week. Hopefully you'll push mine this week so we can get over the top. Because I really think, you know, our team has proven we're worthy of the investment to come out and watch us play. We play hard. We play fast. We've got a really good quarterback. We got a good defense. It's going to be a really exciting game. Washington is very good. So really excited. And there's just, you know, a lot of excitement on campus for this game.
Hey, Jim, watching that Ohio State-Washington game last week, you know, I thought I was surprised that Washington was that good, you know, when I was watching them. And then I don't know if they'll be back, but hopefully they won't be. The left tackle and the pass rusher, I saw them both leave the Ohio State game. Is there any word yet? Hopefully they're out for Saturday.
Well, we're going to prepare to play like they're going to play, you know, and I think we have to. But we don't know as of right now. We'll see. They're going to come. They're going to be on the sideline, and I'm sure it'll be a game day decision for them on whether they're healthy enough to play. And look, our guys are ready to play the best of anybody's team, and I think you've seen that so far this year. They bring their A game every time they're on the field, and so regardless of who we're going to play, we're going to play hard, we're going to play fast, and we're going to keep moving this moving the ball down the field and get ourselves hopefully another win this weekend.
Yeah, for the defense, this is going to be a huge challenge for them. This weekend, I think, Jim, because Williams, the quarterback for Washington, very athletic and stuff. So, Stewart and them, they may be rushing just to keep him contained early on, I would imagine.
I watched Nick Saban on game day last week talk about how Ohio State was going to contain the Washington quarterback. And I think, we learned a lot from that game. And you're right. I mean, if you can keep him from getting – a big gain, keep him from running the ball, because Ohio State definitely held him to, I think, negative yardage, actually, when you factor in the sacks. If you can do that, we're gonna have a really good chance to win the game. He's very athletic. He's dynamic. Hey, we've got an athletic and dynamic quarterback, too, which is going to make it a really fun day to be at CQ Stadium.
Jim Smith, Athletic Director, University of Maryland, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Terps hosting Washington. Maryland getting points. We're not here to talk about it from a gambling aspect. Just throwing it out there. You can hear the game on 105.7 The Fan. So after the Huskies, who averaging 200 yards a game rushing prior to Ohio State, you got Nebraska coming in, Jim Smith. So you got Minnie Mahomes and Raiola and all that, and we don't want to look too far ahead. But how big of the next couple of weeks is it going to be? You got basketball practice starting. The soccer's ranked. You got all these other sports going on that are doing really well. The Basketball Performance Center has opened. Even players on the team were surprised at how awesome it is. So talk about the next couple of weeks at College Park, and that meter is kind of hitting a 10 on the let's get at it meter.
It really is, because there is always something. We say this every week, there's always something great going on here at College Park. We're going to play a volleyball game here this weekend in Xfinity Center as well on Sunday. It's going to be a big match against Penn State. So we're really excited about that. We're 21-2-1 at home this year. And, so protecting the house with all our sports, men's soccer's off to a great start. Women's soccer is having a good season. Obviously our field hockey program's outstanding, and then basketball starting. So it is just a great time to be a Terp fan and to be coming out to College Park to take in one of these great teams that we've got playing right now.
Yeah, go to umterps.com to get all of your Maryland information. Jim, it is Total Request Thursday. Pick a song. Hopefully it's a good luck song.
So I'm going to go a little different. I'm going to go Chris Stapleton, White Horse.
White Horse, Nolan McGraw, our DJ over here, Jim Smith, of 88 Haney. Jim, we appreciate it. Good luck this weekend in all the sports, certainly with Maryland taking on Washington, because that's one of the marquee matchups of college football this weekend.
5-0, Jim. Let's do it.
Hey, here we go. That's right. And I'll be looking for your one Maryland contribution, Vinny.
You got it.
Good luck with that. Here's Jim Smith, everybody, Athletic Director, University of Maryland. We'll come back, break down the Houston Texans on film. They're 1-3 for a reason, but they did win their last game, and how they eke out that victory, and where might they pose problems for a banged up Ravens team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah, you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.